Wait.
Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
You know how you have, like, your warm pants and your really warm sweater and your really good toque and your good jacket, but you never really wear them all in the same day because you're like, it's never that cold. I never need it. Today, you're going to need it all. Because according to CB24, it's minus 21 degrees, but it feels like minus 31. So that's good. A fun thing that we're dealing with today.
Good.
Yeah, good indeed. Apparently, it's getting up to minus 7 this afternoon. Of course, it's going to feel a little bit colder than that with the wind chill, but stay warm out there, my friends. It's a chilly one. Let's go around the room and check in with everybody. Hello, Jax. Good morning.
I just want to send strength and love to anybody who's going through it with me. If you're watching the new reboot of Sex and the City, it is one of the most roller coastery watches I've ever seen. I've been waiting for this for years to come out. And if you're like me, you're kind of hate watching it, but also mixed with love. And it's a lot. So I'm not going to give out any spoilers, but get in touch with me if you need someone to talk to, because I do too.
I've heard that it's so bad that you anger watch it. Is that true?
No, it's good in parts. It's bad. It's a mixture of everything. It's hard to explain, Teej. You have to watch it.
Okay. Well, with that ringing endorsement, I can't imagine I won't. In about 2 hours, pardon me, 8 a.m., you're going to get another keyword that's going to get you a step closer to $1,000 with Virgin Radio's Destroy Your Debt contest, giving you $100,000 this year. Unbelievable. All you got to do is take that keyword to 999virginradio.ca when you hear it. And that's literally it. Your list of responsibilities for this is so, so little for you to win $100,000, a life-changing amount of money. Ed Sheeran and Shivers Now. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Toronto Bar was trying to get rid of their kegs before they went bad, so they let you fill up with whatever you want with beer. Farside in Toronto invited its patrons to help them, quote, kill the kegs in an interesting way. And they offered discounted rates on beer for people who brought weird containers, with a bonus of it being a competition for the most bizarre container. And Toronto did not disappoint. People brought in everything from watering cans to detergent containers, milk cartons. And the big winner was a portable washer and dryer. And people just got to fill their stuff in with beer and store it in unique ways.
That's incredible. I love Farside. Farside's not far from me, actually. It's up the road. It's on Girard, I do believe, Girard East. And they're so chill. Like, this is a cool idea. Now, a washer and dryer full of beer, I don't think is a good idea, but I love this initiative. Because what are you going to do with it? The lockdowns just keep coming.
Yeah.
You know, bars are in tricky spots. Why not?
They're doing literally everything they can.
Yes.
They're trying their best.
Yes.
It reminds me of the days 7-Eleven used to do them, where you could fill anything you wanted with a slushie.
No, really?
Yeah. Did you never live through this as a kid?
Well, we didn't have 7-Elevens in Nova Scotia.
Okay. What was the 7-Eleven equivalent in Nova Scotia?
Lighthouse 11. That's what it was.
Is that legitimate?
No, that's not a real store.
No, it wasn't even a joke. It was real. But yeah, you would do the same thing. So you would show up with whatever container your parents would give you, and then you would fill it up with slushie. And you always thought it would be a good idea to mix the Coke-flavored slushy with all the other ones. And I'll tell you this, Jax, it wasn't. Because it would always mix together, and then you'd be laying on the couch for 4 hours afterwards. But boy, was it worth it for like 10 minutes. Well, maybe at Lighthouse 11, they could start to do these type of things. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Here's The Weeknd.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Looks like the new Kanye West documentary is going to be released on Netflix next month. February 10th is according to Rolling Stone. It's a 3-part documentary called Genius. And this is going to be Act 1. Now, this was supposed to be part of Sundance Film Festival, but because of COVID, they had to cancel it. And now he's just putting it on Netflix. And it's, they say, 21 years in the making, a bunch of unseen footage. And honestly, like, the teaser trailer for it looks really, really good. At least for part one. They put up another teaser trailer, I believe it was a few months ago in the fall. So we've been waiting for this for a little while. Personally, I'm really, really happy that they're just putting it straight on Netflix. I wonder when part two and part three are going to come out. But, like, say what you will about Kanye, And there is a lot that you can say about Kanye. He is a fascinating human being.
He really is. And the cool thing about this documentary and all the parts of this documentary is, like, so you know that, you know, Kanye doesn't give the sign off for much. Kanye's given his thumbs up for this project. And it's actually done by two of the folks who've been with him since the very, very, very beginning. So, you know, before graduation, before all of this, like through the wire. So we're going to see some footage that we've never even imagined. Now, I'm surprised that it's coming out as quick as it is, because with Kanye, everything takes, you know, 10 times as long. So hopefully, like you said, part two and part three will actually come out sooner rather than later, and we won't just be waiting. But that remains to be seen.
Well, and to your point with Kanye, the release date isn't always the release date. Like, it might be February 10th, and then he might decide last second that it's not happening. Mm. Which he has also done in the past. I'm excited for it. You do bring up a good point, though, that, you know, he fully signed off on it, which in certain cases when celebrities do that, it is a little bit concerning, because you're like, oh, okay, well, they want you to see the image that they want you to see. Mm-hmm. With Kanye, I don't really feel like there's that worry. I think Kanye will just put out what he thinks is art. And
I don't think he cares.
No, I don't think he does either. So really excited for that. February 10th. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is What's Trending right now.
Ontario kids are going to be returning to in-person learning on January 17th, at least according to Doug Ford last night, his office, confirming that elementary and high school kids will return to in-person classes on January 17th. Woo! Schools in the province have been set to return to in-person learning on January 5th, but obviously they pushed that back, and it's been remote learning, and the whole thing has been, in heavy sarcasm, a very, very fun experience. Snoop Dogg has filed trademark for Snoop Dogs, which is a hot dog brand. Billboard is reporting that the Long Beach rapper has filed a trademark application to use his name to sell hot dogs and other kinds of sausages under the brand Snoop Dogs. Is there anything Snoop can slash won't do? And the answer to that riddle is no.
I respect it.
I would absolutely eat a Snoop Dogg. He was even on wine at some point, too. He's been in video games. He's been all over the place, man. The Weeknd is apparently suggesting that Don FM, his newest album, could actually be part of a trilogy. Did you see this yesterday, Jax? Shared a picture of himself in his old man makeup and said, "I wonder, did you know you're experiencing a new trilogy?" And then a whole bunch of Weeknd fans on Reddit and Twitter went nuts with this theory, basically saying that his next album, they believe, will be called Afterlife or something akin to that. Basically, the theory is this. After Hours, which is the album he put out last March, was about devastating heartbreak leading to death, or at least the metaphor of it. Don FM is about being stuck in purgatory, trying to find out if he'll end up with the woman he loves. And Afterlife is accepting what's meant to be and going towards the light at the end of the tunnel.
Okay.
Yeah, they're in deep on Reddit. And then I think they're forgetting it. Sometimes The Weeknd just posts fun things on Instagram because he can, because he's The Weeknd.
I don't know. There's not much else to do than go into hard fan theories.
That's a really good point. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Are you an astrology person? Do you check your horoscope every single day and then say, well, that's how my day is going to go? Jax Irwin on our show is like that. Jax loves her horoscope.
Mm-hmm.
You have a friend who sends it to you every day, don't you?
I have a friend who sends my weekly horoscope to me. Two of them, actually. Two different ones, just so I can get a sense of everything. You know, remain balanced.
Gotcha. Okay, well, a new study found that the pull of the moon might actually affect our behavior. This is a new study out of Brazil, claiming that the gravitational pull of the sun and the moon does affect our behavior here on Earth. They said the pull we get is only about a millionth of what we get from the Earth, but they found plants and animals' internal clocks still work even when the other factors are removed. Like, if it never gets dark and the temperature doesn't change, so the rhythm of the moon's gravity might be keeping those things in sync too. So does this prove that astrology is real and right? Not quite. We already knew that the moon's gravity affects us. If it didn't, things like the tides and the ocean wouldn't happen. But there's still no proof that it messes with decision-making or causes big mood swings. There's also no evidence that the layout of the stars affect us in any way, because they're too far away for their gravity to do anything. Jax, your rebuttal.
Okay, so if the moon and the stars is enough to pull waves and to pull tides. How is it not enough to pull moods? Like big mood shifts dependent on the tides? That makes a lot of sense. Are you happier when it's winter versus summer? Are you happier when it's sunny versus rain? Yes. It's all about season. It's all about weather.
Well, that there depends if you're a plant, because if you're a plant, you love the rain, because plants love it. And
yeah, but are
you're
happier when it's...
You love the winter.
Okay, are you happier when it's sunny or when it's raining out, though?
You're such a Libra. Stop.
Okay, all right.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Had an interesting text come in from Lena on the 416. And we were hoping you could help us. For Lena. Says, hey guys, question for you. I'm looking for creative date ideas. I've been single for the last 18 months. Oh, rough.
Okay.
Rough time to be single for 18 months.
Yeah, that's okay.
Basically, I've been single for the entire pandemic, and if I get invited to one more Zoom and wine date or park walk, I am going to lose my mind. Does anybody have any creative lockdown date ideas? I need some help. Lena.
Oh, yeah.
Jax, do you think you can help out our friend Lena? Do you have any good ideas? Anything you and your girlfriend Michelle have been doing the last little while?
I can see where you're coming from, because walks are done. Walks were done in the summer of 2020. No more walking dates. Something that my girlfriend Michelle and I did last winter, like last November when we were first locked down yet again, is we started going to different grocery stores, which I found to be enthralling and fun.
Stop.
Yeah, you can't go anywhere. It's cold. And grocery stores that you haven't been to is a nice place to go and explore. We went to Nations and the Stockyards.
Yeah.
The best selection of produce and international candies that I'd have ever seen. That's about it that I've got. It's a bleak place, man.
It is. The more I think about your answer, the more I like it. I think just the phrase for a cute date idea, we went to a new grocery store. It's kind of a jarring sentence. But once you digest it, it's pretty good. My girlfriend and I, we do escape room board games. Have you seen these? So you can get them at like Indigo. And basically like they're little puzzles that you have to solve together to get out of whatever escape room you're in. And you can even get them on Amazon. And they take them a step further on Amazon where you can get these. They're like unsolved murder folders. It's pretty dark, but you basically like go through all these folders and you try and solve the crime and you move on from it because Val and I love true crime and it's really dark.
Just to be clear, you do an escape room inside of a lockdown.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Oh,
so
would you like it more if we did
things.
It in a Loblaws we haven't been to?
Okay.
You can text us 999-999. Looking for your unique lockdown date ideas, please don't say walk. Number one, it's minus 30 this morning. Also,
yes,
I think we're all over walks. Agreed?
Yeah, no more. No more, please.
And let's try to avoid Zoom. I think Zoom's done. I'm over Zoom. Like, they've done good work, but just stop with the Zoom invites. I'm over. 999-999, or you can call us 416-872-9999.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Lena needs your help. She texted us at 999-999. Hey guys, question for you. I'm looking for creative date ideas. I've been single for the last 18 months, so basically the entirety of the pandemic. And if I get invited to one more Zoom and wine date or park walk, I'm going to lose it. Does anyone have any creative lockdown date ideas? Lena. And Jack said that her and her girlfriend like to go to new grocery stores to check them out.
Yeah.
Which, the more I think about it, is actually a really, really great idea. Because there's something exciting and kind of dangerous about being in a new metro, you know?
I mean, there's nothing dangerous, but it is a lot of fun. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good time. My girlfriend and I, Val, we like to play a lot of, like, escape room board games. Because, as Jax pointed out, we're stuck in a room, so why not try to escape out of a metaphorical room?
Yeah, that's just a double escape, you know? Why not? Yeah. Why not?
So we're taking your texts and suggestions at 999-999. You can also call us at 416-872-9999. Jax, what do we got?
We got a bunch coming in here. One from the 416. How about a backyard bonfire? That's really a good idea.
Ooh.
And if you live downtown like myself and you're not legally allowed to do it, that's okay. I hear that the cops are into that right now.
So yesterday we were talking about how you can rent fire pits now in the city. There's certain parks that make it available. So
yes.
It's actually not a bad idea.
Yeah, they're few and far between. There's only 8 of them though that you can rent in all of Toronto. So get going, get on that Google Doc quick. Also a text from the 416 here. You could go blind shopping at different grocery stores and meet in aisle 5. Just keep your distance, so you guys just kind of meet in the middle. I guess you just kind of like figure out where each other are. Text from the 289, moonlight snowshoeing. Also from the 289, cross-country skiing. These people are adventurous. Like, yeah. Can you imagine going cross-country skiing right now?
It'd be hard to do that in Bellwoods though, too.
Yeah,
downtown.
That's pretty advantageous. And a text here from the 416. I like this one. Crocodoodle pottery painting is still open. Have you ever done pottery painting on a date?
Not on a date, but a million years ago I did it, and it was a lot of fun. But then your hands get all dirty, and everyone tries to recreate the scene from Ghost, where you're behind them trying to hit the pottery board. It's a whole thing. Some other great ones coming in too from the 647. Amber says, I'm going on a date this Saturday, and we're going to do carpool karaoke. We're both picking some of our favorite songs to introduce to the other one, and then we're going to do some that we both know so we can jam out.
I love that. That's such a good idea.
Yeah. Except James Corden's probably going to be there singing over everybody and
no, thank
being
you
the
to
main
James
character.
Corden, please and thank you.
Okay, keep them coming. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Ontario children will be returning to in-person learning on January 17th. Yesterday evening, Premier Doug Ford's office confirmed that elementary and high school kids will be returning to in-person classes on Jan 17th. Obviously, schools in the province have been set up to return to in-person learning on January 5th, but then they announced last week they were going to be learning remotely till at least the 17th. And the whole thing hasn't been the most fun experience on earth, he said with heavy sarcasm. So just hoping for the best for everyone there. Hey, did you know 39% of the people still have their holiday decorations up? Jax, do you?
I took mine down, thank you very much. Okay. Whoa. I said I was going to keep my tree up until mid-March.
Why?
And a lot of people have been bugging me. Because the world is rough right now, and there's not a lot to believe in, and I thought keeping my tree up would keep the happiness up, but I took my tree down because people said that it was weird.
Okay, so you bring up a really interesting point, because also part of this, saying that people are leaving up their trees, and we saw this last year too, because the nostalgia actually fills you with warmth and makes you feel good, and with these unprecedented times, we need something, anything to hold on to make us happy. So they're saying that's a big reason for the rise in people leaving their tree up. I followed through on what my mom has always done, which is January 1st, when you're hungover, you take everything down begrudgingly, and then you lay down on the couch for like 2 hours. Shawn Mendes was spotted filming in Toronto for his new music video for It'll Be Okay. He was in Bursey Park, which is one of my favorite parks in the city. Also known as the Dog Fountain Park. You know where the Flatiron Building is downtown, Jackson? There's that fountain that has all the dogs looking at a bone at the top of it. Beautiful fountain. And anyway, so he was spotted there. He's wearing a long coat, and there was fake snow blowing on him. And they say it's for the video for It'll Be Okay. And if you need a reminder of what that sounds like.
If you tell me you're leaving, I'll make it easy. It'll be okay.
So no surprise why he's at night in a park with snow in his hair.
It's so pretty though, my goodness.
It's a beautiful song. And the obvious undertones is it's the breakup song for him and Camila Cabello. So I can't wait to see that. I'm sure they actually turn music videos around pretty quickly. So I bet you within the next month or so, we'll see that one. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ. Coming up in about 6 minutes or so, you're going to get another keyword to get you a step closer to $100,000 with Virgin Radio's Destroy Your Debt. All you got to do is take it to our website, 99.9virginradio.ca.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You're going to be hearing this a lot today, but it's a chilly one out there. Feels like minus 26. It's going up to minus 7 this afternoon, but with the wind chill, it's going to feel a lot colder than that. So, it goes without saying, bundle up, take care of yourself, take care of each other, and think warm thoughts, because we're going to absolutely need it today. It is Tuesday, it is 8 a.m., which means we have Ghosted coming up in about 6 minutes. One of our absolute favorite Ghosteds of all time. We're going to find out why Mike was ghosted by Ben. You might remember this one. It gets a little wild, right, Jax?
Yeah, I don't want to say it's like Maury Povich style, but you may want to chant Maury. You never know.
Yeah, I think that's pretty fair. But before we do all that, we need to get you a step closer to $100,000. Your keyword this hour is morning. M-O-R-N-I-N-G. Morning. But here's the thing. A little bit different this time. You need to go to our website, 999virginradio.ca. Click on Destroy Your Debt. Enter morning and all your information there. And that's it. You're in the draw. It's literally that easy. 999virginradio.ca. Justin Bieber, it's Ghost.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
There are some wild conspiracy theories floating around about the weekend right now. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. Because Dawn FM, his latest album, came out on Friday. And there was a theory that formed over the weekend that this song, Here We Go Again.
Here we go again. Life's a dream.
Is actually about him and Angelina Jolie being in a relationship. Although, I gotta be honest, the evidence was pretty thin. It's really not worth going over again, but there are some lyrics in the song where he basically says, I'm dating a movie star, and everyone's like, it's gotta be Angelina Jolie! Well, now, the popular theory about The Weeknd is that Dawn FM is actually part of a new trilogy. He's no stranger to putting out trilogy albums. I think this would be his third one. It'd be the trilogy of the trilogies. Yesterday on Twitter, he wrote, I wonder, did you know you're experiencing a new trilogy? And he shared a photo of himself in his old man makeup, which has been very popular in this album. So then if you went on The Weeknd's Reddit page and Weeknd fan Twitter, all these wild conspiracy theories started going out, which actually feel like they have a bit of credence to them. One of them is that the next album is going to be called Afterlife. So here's the basic theory. After Hours, which came out last year, was about a devastating heartbreak leading to death. Obviously a metaphor. Dawn FM, his latest album, is about him being stuck in purgatory, trying to figure out if he'll end up with the woman he loves. And the next album, which they assume will be called Afterlife, is presumably about accepting what's meant to be and going towards the light at the end of the tunnel. All of this remains to be seen. But if The Weeknd does love one thing, it's putting secret imagery in things. And making you think that there's Easter eggs everywhere. The Weeknd also loves doing stuff. Like wearing costumes and having fun. So he could just be trolling us. But I like the idea that there's even more new music from The Weeknd coming.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Ontario children will return to in-person learning on January 17th. This announced by the Premier's office last night. Schools in the province have been shut down or have been set to return, pardon me, to in-person learning on January 5th, but obviously that didn't happen. And they announced that they were going to be learning remotely until at least January 17th. Just hoping for the best there. It's so stressful for everybody involved. Shawn Mendes was spotted filming in Toronto for his newest song, It'll Be Okay. If you need a reminder, it's this one.
If you tell me you're leaving, I'll make it easy.
I mean, you don't have to be a mathematician to put two and two together here. This is likely about his breakup with Camila Cabello. He was spotted in Bursey Park, which, if you're unfamiliar with downtown, is what some call the dog fountain park. And by some, I mean just me. It has the fountain, it has all the dogs surrounding it, a couple cats too, and it's right by the Flatiron Building. Very beautiful little parkette in the city. And you spotted filming in a long trench coat, and they were blowing fake snow on them. And with that song being as sad as it is, I'm predicting a rather emotional video. No idea on when the video is going to be out, but they normally turn these around pretty quick, so I would assume within the next month or so. And shout out to the Toronto Blue Jays, who have just hired the organization's first ever female coach, which is awesome. Her name is Jeremy Vieira, was from Humber College. This is hired as the minor league hitting coach. It's always nice to see, number one, representation, but two, like, there hasn't been a lot of women working in the front offices of organizations, especially in the sports world. So that's starting to slowly turn around. I know the Montreal Canadiens are in the process of trying to replace their general manager right now, and one of the names on the shortlist is a woman, which is, I believe, would be the first time that's ever happened in hockey. So it's nice to see this starting to happen in sports. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Toronto Bar is trying to get rid of their kegs before they go bad. So they did a promo where you could fill up whatever you wanted with beer.
Good.
Bar's called Good. Farside. And it was inviting patrons to help them, quote, kill the kegs. And the bar offered discounted rates on beer for people who brought weird containers, with a bonus of it being a contest for the most bizarre container. And people showed up with a whole lot of stuff. Watering cans, detergent containers, milk cartons. And the big winner was a portable washer and dryer. And then people just filled it up with beer.
I don't know, man. It's smart. I mean, keg beer does go bad. Farside is actually just up the road from me, and they seem like a really cool establishment to begin with.
Yeah.
And hopefully, you know, having these people come in, whether it's with their portable washers and dryers or their large tubs, you know, at least they're getting in there and hopefully tipping, maybe getting some curbside, you know, delight. So it's driving traffic. We're also, sitting here talking on the radio about them. So shout out to them.
You know, it doesn't just have to be beer, but let's say it was your favorite beverage, right, Jax? Mm-hmm. Like for you, like, I think the easy joke to make is coffee. But what's your favorite beverage on earth?
I would say coffee or orange crush.
Or a nice glass of milk, right? So let's say a local restaurant was doing a promo where they would give you all of the milk you could drink as long as you brought a unique container. What is the container in your home that you would bring to procure the most amount of milk?
On the spot?
Yeah, on the spot.
My bathtub, probably. My bathtub.
You would go through the effort of detaching your bathtub and bring it with you?
Listen, if I can get that much orange pop, I'm down.
No. It was about milk. So if you get that much milk, then you're good.
I don't really like milk, so I'm not sure.
All right, well, then more for me. Okay. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
There's a debate raging online right now. It started on TikTok, and it's ending here today, this morning, with your help. 999-999, you can call us to 416-872-9999. Now, I want to warn you, things are going to get heated. But we're all friends here. We're family. We love each other, which is why we can ask this really hard question. When you were in school, what color was the math binder? That question has been asked on TikTok. Everybody seems to have different opinions. Jax, when you and I were talking about it, we have very different opinions, and quite frankly, almost came to blows over it. Because your answer is just flat out wrong. What color do you think the math binder was?
Okay, so here's the thing. Just because you're leading the conversation doesn't make you right. Blue. Blue is the color of the math binder. Blue is always the color of the math. Blue means math. Blue means calculus. Blue means numbers. Okay?
Yeah. Okay, that's the end of the reason. Okay, cool. So mine is kind of by the power of elimination, the process of elimination, I should say. I think we can all agree that science is green. Can we agree on that? The green binder is science. It just kind of makes sense. English is blue. Yellow is history. And therefore, the red binder is math. Any math document you've ever had has gone in the red binder. Because red is scary. Red is a little angry. And so is math. Math is scary. It's angry. It confuses me. And red makes me feel feelings.
What if you like math? What if you don't mind
Those
math?
Those people don't exist. Nobody likes math. People tolerate math.
Okay.
You get good at math, but nobody likes math.
I think blue. I think blue makes more sense, just from a global stance, a general stance.
Okay. So you've heard our theories. What are yours? Texas 999-999. You can call us to 416-872-9999. What color was the math binder in school? And why was it not blue? I think it's probably the main question here. Loud Luxury and Frank Walker. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Heated debate raging this morning. What color was the math binder when you were in school? This started on TikTok, and it's made its way here. Jax and I have completely different beliefs on this. I think that the math binder is red. Red is angry, red is scary, as is math. I don't make the law, I just follow it. And Jax, what color did you think the math binder was?
It is blue. Math is always blue. Math is only blue. No.
See, it can't be blue because blue is the English binder, right? So then it becomes
blue
confusing.
Is finance. Come on now.
Finance?
Yeah.
We also finance. Determined that I think it's kind of unanimous, or at least I thought it was, that science is green because science, you study sciencey things. It makes me think of grass. That's green. That just makes sense. But we're taking your text at 999999.
Now, the first one here, TJ disagrees with your theory that you just had from the 647. Math for me was green because green is the color of money and you need math to count that cash. Ha ha ha. That's a good text right there.
That's fair.
Yeah, count those stacks. I mean, they're not wrong, right? Text in the 647. Blue is 100% right. I mean, math is four letters and blue is four letters. It's just facts.
I think I have a hard time with blue being the math binder because math was my least favorite subject and blue was my favorite color and I didn't want to associate them together. So I will die on that hill forever.
Wow, okay, that's a sad hill. Text in the 416. Oh my God, you're both wrong. It's white. The math binder is always white. I didn't even know there was a math or a white binder. No.
I never got, because I was thinking like the Duotangs and I never got the white one or tried not to because they always got really dirty in my backpack because I was a child and I didn't know how to keep dust out of my backpack, I guess.
Oh, can't have that. We can't have nice things here. Text in the 289. Math is red. Geography is blue. Science is green. English is yellow. And history is black. Okay, that's a whole theory. Like, that's a whole system.
Yeah. They kind of lost me. What did they say English was? Yellow?
English is yellow, yeah.
That doesn't feel right. I see what you're thinking, but it just doesn't feel right. I've heard social studies be a yellow. I could get down with that.
Nice and neutral.
Yeah.
Nice and neutral.
Go ahead.
Text here from the 647. Math binder is red always. It's just common sense. Have a text here. Actually agrees with you, TJ, from the 705. I think the bigger question is, who had a yellow binder? I've never even seen a yellow binder. I also wondered the same thing. Do we have like selected? Do we not have a lot of selections in Nova Scotia? Because some of these colors we didn't. It was like red or blue. That's all we had. Like that's all it was. So I like
you didn't
white
even know
binder.
That the color yellow existed until like 2018.
Yeah. Text here from the 437. The math binder is blue. Blue is a very neutral color for me, so I would have to say that the math binder is blue. If you feel neutral about math, then you're doing much better than we are.
I don't know about that. You know, it doesn't... go ahead.
Oh, no, you go.
It doesn't seem like we're going to get a definitive answer on this. Everyone seems divided. But you know what? That's what makes Canada beautiful, isn't it? We can all look at the math binder and say, I see a different color here. And to me, that's beautiful. Or maybe everybody else is wrong and the color is red. Who's to say? It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
It's time for the three stars of the day. Three things that... Oh, there's a phone ringing. I've never heard that phone ring before in my entire life. Listen to that.
That mystery phone. Mystery phone.
It's like a bat line. I don't even know who's calling. I couldn't answer that phone if I knew how. It's coming. Let me paint you a picture. In the studio, there's a weird box full of electronic equipment. And the only training you're ever given in radio is somebody shows you the studio, they point at that box, and they say, don't ever touch anything on that. And you, full of fear, go, okay. And then about once a month here, for some reason, that box starts ringing. And we don't know how to stop it.
This has only happened once before, and this is a good omen, and we still don't know why. It's the mystery phone.
Third star of the day, clearly the mystery phone. Shout out to the mystery phone, whoever's
mystery
calling.
Phone.
I'm sorry, no one's going to answer. Second star of the day is going to The Weeknd, because The Weeknd is apparently teasing that his new album, Dawn FM, could be part of a trilogy. He tweeted out yesterday a picture of himself in his like old man makeup, and he said, I wonder, did you know you're experiencing a new trilogy? And now everyone is hypothesizing that he has a new album coming out soon. And the number one star of the day goes to the Toronto, Jamie Vieira, who was hired by the Toronto Blue Jays as their first ever female coach. Her new role as a minor league hitting coach is coming forward, so that's great. She was an assistant coach with Humber College here in the city as well, so, you know, I don't know, not a big deal. I went to Humber College. I'm basically a Blue Jays hitting coach as well, so. It's 99.
I just want to know what the mystery phone has to say. That's all I want to know.
Maybe it was Jamie calling to be like, hey, are you guys going to make sure that I got my shout out? Have a wonderful day. Shannon Burns is in next. In about 10 minutes, you're going to get your next keyword to get you a step closer to $100,000.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.